What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have arrested a 22-year-old man in connection with last month's Gray's Ferry mass shooting that killed three people, wounded nine others, and they now believe the tragedy began when someone fired a shot into the air. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Philadelphia police believe there was no argument, no social media beef or turf war that kicked off the gunfire on Edding Street July 7th.
We believe that one individual that was amongst their group had fired a gun. We believe it may have been in the air. That caused at least a dozen other people with firearms to then begin recklessly and really intentionally firing their firearms.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Van Orr says the night before, police were called to the same block to break up hundreds of people who were gathered as part of a social media birthday party.
There were some individuals that continued to act recklessly. In fact, they jumped on police cars, and there were two people arrested for assault on police.
One of those people who they say was jumping on those cars was also one of the shooters, Terrell Frazier, and he's now been arrested on 3 counts of murder, 9 counts of attempted murder, and a slew of other related charges.
Van Orr says a total of 13 guns were used to spray 140 bullets on the block. He says the investigation is still active and that police are working on additional arrest warrants, but still need the public's help. At least one person is dead, two state troopers wounded after a roadside shooting today in northeastern Pennsylvania. More from KYW's John McDevitt.
We're just learning a suspect ambushed the two Pennsylvania state troopers. That suspect, officials say, is dead. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was in Fairless Hills, Bucks County this afternoon. He confirmed the shooting of the two state troopers in Susquehanna County about an hour after it happened at an unrelated event.
Two state troopers were shot. Lori and I are praying for those troopers. I want you to know I've communicated with Colonel Paris. He is on the scene. It is an active situation.
Colonel Paris mentioned there heads the Pennsylvania State Police. The incident occurred along Route 171 near the village of Thompson. That's about 40 miles north of Scranton. It's a rural area near Churchill Lake.
Officials are not saying what led to the shooting at this time. A 40-year-old man in a wheelchair was struck and killed outside 30th Street Station this morning by a Peter Pan bus. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The man was panhandling between two lanes of traffic, police say, when he rolled his wheelchair in front of the bus on Schuylkill Avenue at Market Street shortly after 9:30 a.m., and he was struck. At the time, it was rush hour, the intersection busy with pedestrians and vehicles trying to traverse Market Street and get to Route 76. Police say the 40-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene about 15 minutes later. Investigators were on site for several hours, as was the bus and several Peter Pan employees.
Police say none of the passengers were injured. Authorities have arrested a third suspect in the shooting death of Philly rapper LGP Qua. Philly police and U.S. Marshals apprehended 21-year-old Amir Early in the Lawncrest section of the city today. According to Marshals, Early fled from the back of a home on Reach Street near Cheltenham Avenue when he was caught. Qua, whose real name was Kadir Johnson, was shot and killed on Mother's Day, May 11th, in North Philly. Early is one of three suspects charged with murder. Authorities arrested the other two, Joshua Thomas Coleman and Abdul Boyd, on May 24th. The Pennsylvania House is being called into session this weekend to pass a mass transit funding bill. Governor Josh Shapiro and other Democratic lawmakers from southeastern PA are urging Republicans in the state Senate to pass a bill, as SEPTA's deadline for service cuts is 1 week away. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Republican State Senator Steve Sanicero says people in southeastern PA need to make their voices heard on SEPTA and mass transit funding.
And they need to make sure that particularly the Republican majority in the state Senate hears how important funding for mass transit is.
Sanicero says service cuts would not only affect students, commuters, and businesses who rely on SEPTA, but will also drastically increase traffic on major roads, including I-95, 76, and 476. The state House has been called back this weekend to vote on a transit funding bill that includes Senate Republican wishes, like increased funding for rural roads and highways and increased state oversight of SEPTA.
The state Senate has not yet announced any additional voting sessions. SEPTA says if it doesn't have funding in place by August 14th, it will begin steps for service cuts that go into effect on August 24th. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.